I thought that we could talk about the 26 lessons that I've learned in my 26 years on this earth. And we're going to have some lessons that are obviously deep and meaningful, and then other lessons are obviously going to be a little bit more frivolous and practical. Everything in between, as we like to say on this podcast. Welcome to Everything in Between, the health and wellness podcast that believes that health is so much more than just what we eat and how we move our bodies. It's everything in between. I'm Raquel Rebello, a clinical nutritionist, the face behind Radical, and your host. Oh, this feels weird to be back on mic. And despite the fact that it was only just under 2 months ago since we last spoke, my goodness, it feels simultaneously like it was a lifetime ago, and yet it was a week ago at the same time. And I must be honest with you, despite the fact that this was a totally planned break between season 2 and season 3, it definitely came at the most perfect time because, as you may or may not have picked up, I was incredibly burnt out. And it was on theme with our last episode that I gave you being episode 20, talking all things burnout. And so I took my own advice because I needed a complete and total break from creating any new content, whether it was from Instagram to the podcast. And that meant that I could just pour all my soul into obviously my clients, but of course, simultaneously also filling my cup. And it worked because hopefully you can tell from my voice and my energy, I am genuinely feeling a lot more like myself. And if anything, I actually feel like with the busyness of 2023, I lost myself a little bit. And I've said this before, but I truly do believe that when we get too caught up in the doing, too caught up being busy, we naturally leave no room for stillness and reflection. And as a result, we can lose ourselves a little bit, you know? So bottom line though, I feel like I've returned back to my true self after these few weeks / months of complete stillness and solitude. I actually feel like more like myself than I have in a very long time. My cup is full. My soul genuinely feels recharged, and I honestly couldn't wait to get back on mic today and to just reconnect with you and give you a little update and just start that trajectory again of chatting to you every Monday and connecting. So over the break, it was my birthday, and birthdays are always an incredibly big day for me. Being a Pisces queen, you're incredibly intuitive and sensitive, but of course, also very emotional. And so birthdays for me have always kind of been a really big deal for me emotionally. And so shock, this year was no different. Don't get me wrong, I really do love my birthday. I love the festivities and the celebrations of birthdays. I of course love presents, but I do think I take birthdays seriously in that I do a lot of reflection. And so in today's episode, I thought that we could talk about the 26 lessons that I've learned in my 26 years on this earth. And we're going to have some lessons that are obviously deep and meaningful, and then other lessons are obviously going to be a little bit more frivolous and practical. Everything in between, as we like to say on this podcast. So I spent a good week this week. A good hour this week, I should say, journaling down and jotting down some ideas here on my phone just to make sure that I stay on track, because I could go speaking about this for hours and I want to, as always, keep it concise and on theme. So without further ado, let's get into it. We're starting off with lesson number one, being the best skill that you can learn is how to say no politely yet firmly with no need to over-explain. Now, I've spoken about this at length, so I definitely recommend listening to episode 9 on boundaries. If you too are a chronic people pleaser and you struggle to say no as a single sentence. Moving on to lesson number two, I've written down here leaning into the power of hobbies and how they can truly transform and improve the quality of your life. Now, I actually think of hobbies in three categories. Obviously, we've got our mind, our body, but of course also our soul. So to start off, you obviously have physical hobbies for the body. So that's easy, whether that's, you know, going to the gym or running or yoga, playing team sport, whatever it may be. You then obviously have hobbies for the mind to keep you intellectually stimulated. So that might look like reading or writing, learning a new language, and so on. And lastly, we have hobbies for the soul. So whether that's going for a walk along the beach, journaling, watching the sunrise, meditating, and so on. And on reflection, I've definitely nailed hobbies for my body and my soul, with obviously my absolute love for going to the gym and walking, and I'm starting to try to get into running, but you know, just moving my body and being active in general. And then for my mind, well, you know that I love my walks in nature in the morning or doing a walking meditation, something along those lines. I used to actually journal religiously, so I really only journal if it's for the podcast, so I would like to get back into that for my own personal use, but you get the gist. I definitely think what's potentially missing here is finding a hobby that's intellectually stimulating for myself. So whether that is, like I said, setting a challenge for reading more books, I could definitely give that a go, or potentially even investing in listening to a new podcast that's going to be informative yet engaging. Maybe get into writing, whatever it may be. I sometimes even think perhaps that this podcast falls into that category. As I have said to you before, and I said earlier, I do like to journal my thoughts and get everything down on a piece of paper before I communicate on mic, just so that I can concisely communicate my thoughts on the topic efficiently and effectively. So I don't know, maybe that fits into there, but I really do think I should still probably find something for my mind that is just for me. And perhaps that could be my goal for April, who knows? Moving on to lesson number three is that life gets infinitely easier when you recognize that you do not have to give your energy to anything or anyone that does not feel good to you. And it is genuinely as simple as that. It's one sentence. Next up, lesson number four is to forgive yourself as often as you forgive others. If you are like me, you show those around you the utmost grace and compassion and patience, and then yet with yourself, it's a total different story. So this lesson is about showing yourself that forgiveness and softness and kindness that you give towards others. And this has definitely been a process for me. It is by no means something that happens overnight, but pursuing it is definitely worthwhile. And this shift has also made it incredibly easier for me to get through really difficult times in my life, because I don't know about you, but if you are going through something heavy and hard, and you know, the burden of life is perhaps feeling extra heavy, simply by showing yourself that grace, forgiveness, softness, and compassion genuinely makes a world of a difference. Lesson number five, wear your SPF. Wear it on your face, take it down to your neck, but wear it every single day through rain, hail, shine, I don't care. If you Google the twin study female sunblock versus no sunblock on Google, you will never miss a day of putting SPF on your face. Trust me. It is life-changing. Okay, lesson number six is that no response is a response. So whether it's in the context of a romantic connection or a friendship, no response is the response. I am genuinely repulsed by any drama or unnecessary conflict and confrontation. And you know me, Miss Protecting Her Peace will not compromise that for anyone. And so if your response is not going to be productive, or it's not going to contribute towards a healthy resolution in the context of drama or conflict, I ask you, what will responding actually achieve? And usually in this context, it's more of an ego play and a battle of the clevers, as I like to say. So this is your reminder that sometimes no response is the response. Lesson number 7, when people show you who they are, believe them, period. Moving on, lesson number 8, stop saving things for special occasions. Now, I've touched on this before, but we live life as if we are promised tomorrow, right? As if we have our experiences and our memories and our dreams that we're chasing guaranteed, as if we have total control over anything that happens, but we don't. We really don't. In fact, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I really do believe that one of the most incredible parts of living is the very fact that it is not forever. Life is beautiful because it ends, and life is incredibly short. And so every day is the special occasion, okay? The very fact that you're alive, you're breathing, you're experiencing is the special occasion. This also speaks to the art of romanticizing your life and how simply looking through the lens of gratitude and appreciation for the present moment can truly transform what is, you know, a very mundane and monotonous same old same day or week and so forth. Lesson number 9 is on that note of life being too short, and that is to call your mom and dad, your siblings, your grandparents, your friends, tell them you love them, you appreciate them. Life's short. Moving on to lesson number 10 is that there is no such thing as, quote, normal. And the sooner you realize that and you come to terms with that, the better, because there is no, quote, normal timeline that you need to be following. No one has it all figured out. No one is immune from suffering, and no one's life is as good as it looks on social media. So stop comparing yourself to a normal expectation that just doesn't exist. Of course, there are a range of cultural and societal norms, like wearing clothing out in public and saying thank you if someone's helped you. But beyond that, there really is no such thing as normal. Okay, so you do you. You stay in your lane and you focus on you. Lesson number 11 is that you are allowed to change. You are allowed to outgrow people. And some people serve a season, others serve a reason, and others serve for a lifetime. And the sooner you learn that law of detachment in regards to this, the better. Lesson number 12 is that if they gossip with you, they gossip about you. Now, it is one thing, of course, to confide in a friend who, let's say, is disappointed because her best friend is now in a relationship and so she never sees her anymore and she feels a bit down about it and she's disappointed and so forth, right? You can talk about that with others, of course, in a open and respectful way, but it's just a complete other thing to downright gossip and be bitchy about it. So for me, I have that boundary for both myself and for my friends where we really do keep gossiping to the bare minimum. If someone is talking poorly or constantly gossiping about another person, I found that the best way to shut that down is to just say, oh, well, they only have really nice things to say about you, so not too sure. And you'll notice that the conversation is usually shut down pretty quickly. So all I'm saying is it's not nice to gossip and to be bitchy and judgmental. And I personally have never seen a secure person be judgmental or bitchy about another person behind their back. And usually what that person is saying says more about themselves than it does about the other person. But anyway, moving on, lesson number 13 is that time heals almost everything, I promise you, with the addition, of course, of grace and self-compassion. I promise that giving yourself time is truly the best gift in any healing process. Lesson number 14 is that the worst thing that you can do is wait to be happy. And for years, I lived my life this way. I hated school and I told myself I'd be happy once I was at uni and I was studying what I loved, to which then, of course, I was at uni for 6 years, doing 2 separate degrees back to back while working 3 part-time jobs or 3 casual jobs, which, by the way, I naturally also hated. And I was like, you know what, once I start working, you know, I'll have more freedom and independence and then I'll be happy. To which then, shock, of course, you start working full time and you realize, okay, this is not it. This is not the secret to happiness. And so it was truly never an issue of my circumstances per se, but really a reflection of a poor mindset. Lesson number 15, never stop learning, because we learn from failure. We don't learn from success. Lesson number 16 is that the only person you should be comparing yourself to is you yesterday. I always say, how can you be focused on the finishing line, right? If you're too distracted looking at the side of you, worried where the other people are, in the analogy of a running race, right? Life is no different. So you need to simply focus on your own lane, focusing on your own finish line and comparing yourself to only who you were yesterday and no one else. Lesson number 17 is what they say about you has nothing to do with you truly. And the best weight you will ever lose is the opinion and judgment and thoughts and feelings of other people. Lesson number 18 is that you're never asking for too much. You're probably just asking the wrong person. And again, whether it's in the context of friendships or romance, I really do encourage you to own your power, own your worth, and never let someone make you feel like you're asking for too much. Particularly when it is, you know, in the context of asking for their time or their energy or their love, it really does need to be reciprocal and you need to own your power and stand in that, even if it is uncomfortable. Lesson number 19 is to take up space and take it up with positive energy. Don't be afraid to stand up tall or to wear bright colors or be your true authentic self. Never, and I mean never, dim your light for anyone or for anything. Lesson number 20 is simply to just smile more at people. It's free. It makes them feel good. It makes you feel good. And why not? It's a really nice thing to do. And it really can change someone's day. And I always feel really good doing it. So it's just a reminder for us all to smile a little bit more. Lesson number 21, if someone continuously breaks your boundaries, they simply don't respect you. And I have something called the rule of three. If I have to communicate something to someone once, that's totally fine. I'm telling you the issue I have. I'm establishing the healthy boundary and so on. If I have to tell that person twice, that's okay. You know, I will give that person the grace and compassion and forgiveness that I too hope they would give me, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. And sometimes we do need a reminder for what healthy boundaries are. So that's okay. It's no big deal. But if I have to remind someone a third time as to what my boundary is, then for me, that's the cherry on the cake. It's time to say adios, because usually by the third time, it's not that this person doesn't know your boundary. It's the fact that they just don't respect it. And it's more so just a reflection of their complete and utter disregard for your healthy boundaries and for that mutual reciprocal respect that should be in any relationship. And so personally, if you don't respect me and you don't respect my boundaries, then there is no relationship. So it's as simple as that. Lesson number 22, I've written down that you have complete control over who you are and who you would like to be. If there is something that you do not like in your life, you best believe that you have full permission to change it. Lesson number 23, life is happening for you, not to you. And I know, trust me, when you're in the thick of going through something terribly difficult, remembering this is really hard. But I heard Hayley Hoffman-Smith, who I have spoken about before, and she actually comes up on my TikTok feed quite a bit. So anyway, I know her name off by heart and I actually do really love her content, but they talk a lot about self-belief and manifestation, mindset, and so on. And she recently said something in a video and I journaled it down already back in season one. And I did share it with you, but I'm going to remind you again when they said, quote, when it arrives, you will understand the timing. You will understand why it was not meant to happen a second, a day, a month sooner, because everything that has happened between now and then will make sense timing wise. And they go on to say in another video that there are so many things that you have been worried about in the past that all turned out perfectly. And maybe these situations asked you to grow, maybe it was to get you out of your comfort zone or to do something challenging or to have a hard conversation, but it nonetheless all worked out. Let that peace flood your being. You are always safe. You are always guided. And I feel this truly deep in my soul because there is a lot that's gone wrong in my life that I've questioned and I've had sleepless, heartbroken nights over. And now with the privilege of time, I can look back and I understand the timing. I understand the why and the lesson attached to it. So lean into that peace and comfort that you are always guided and protected. Lesson number 4 is to not take yourself or take life too seriously. And genuinely, one of my biggest takeaways from the last 26 years is to sincerely have more fun. Lesson number 25, you don't have to have it all figured out, okay? We've been told that we need to have our entire lives planned. And don't get me wrong, I love having a plan. I actually thrive off routine and structure and goals and plans, but sometimes making plans is daunting because they have a funny way of rerouting themselves and going a different direction than anticipated, and that can cause a lot of overwhelm and anxiety and grief. And so it is okay if your plan is just a simple work in progress, okay? And you can piece it together string by string and take it as it comes. And last but definitely not least, lesson number 26 is to feel the fear and do it anyway, because it is seriously only in our discomfort where we grow. So as someone who, like I said, is a lover of routine and structure and familiarity and of course comfort, it is only in our discomfort that we grow and we evolve. And so if you're going through a difficult time, rest assured that it is within the discomfort that we grow. And I really do encourage yourself to ask, what can I learn from this? What am I being taught? What is the lesson here? Because otherwise, the universe usually has a funny way of giving you the same lesson repackaged in lots of different ways until you get it. So I really do encourage you to stop and reflect and ask yourself, what is it that I can take away from this? Why, what is it that this facilitates room for growth for? So there we have it. Episode 21, season 3, we've started. You can expect me in your ears religiously every single Monday. And our next break, hopefully, fingers crossed, if everything goes according to plan, will only be at Christmas time. So expect to have me in your ears going forward every single Monday. If you found this episode helpful or you resonated with any particular lesson, let me know. Send me a message. Tell me what you thought. Genuinely, the whole point of this is to connect with you. So I want to hear from you. And it's so funny because I had so many people message me over the break saying, where have you been? I miss you. Like, I'm listening to old episodes, etc. and so forth. So I would really appreciate if you'd message me and tell me what you thought. And if you also have any additional feedback for season 3 going forward. For content on every other day of the week, you can of course find me on both TikTok and Instagram at Radikel. But for now, don't forget to embrace everything in between, and I'll be back in your ears next Monday.